That is the Nintendo 64 kid, which I put out on Twitter and the group chat that that was all of Leafs Nation. That was all of us after Austin fucking Matthews hit fucking 64 goals. And he ties McDavid with 64. He got 64 last season. Boys, he's hitting 69. Nice.
Nice.
I think he's hitting 70.
It would be nice to just round it out.
100%.
Welcome back to the Beliefers podcast. I am your host, Five Beers In. it's your favorite unhinged hippie, Mikey D. And I am joined by two beautiful fucks, Rich and Cody. And Rich, we got to give a round of applause because you're official. You're part of the Beliefers fam. You're here for the joyride, but it's awesome to have you along, buddy.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, happy to have you, buddy. Let's
honored to be here.
I know I was getting a little sappy before we started recording, but honestly, like 50 episodes in, I never thought of having like consistent co-hosts. I've had my brother and his buddy on a few times, but like what you, Cody, and Ryan do for me, like I adore you guys. Thank you so much. So getting past getting sappy and drunk, Cody, you actually really like this. I shared it in the group chat. The Sharks had a special night where they were wearing during warmups, I think, a Grateful Dead themed jersey. So this jersey, it's a blue, well, like a teal blue green tie dye shirt, well, jersey. With the Sharks logo and the Grateful Dead, well, the Grateful Dead logo front and center, but the Sharks logo inside the skull, like that is sick.
Yes, it's good looking jersey.
Yeah, I know. I like that. I remember, what was that, like a week or two ago? You sent me the picture of what it was supposed to be, right?
It was within recent memory. Yes.
Yeah. So the Grateful Dead, just a little quick history with it. That's my dad's like number one favorite band, always has been. And then my younger brother, Zach, actually listens to the Grateful Dead and loves their stuff too. And has one of their album covers tattooed on his arm. It's the only tattoo he's ever gotten.
Okay. That's sick. Very.
Yeah. Sick. Yeah. It's the one with the, what is it? The hearts coming off the strings off the mask or whatever.
I'd have to take a look at their album.
Yeah, I'd have to find the picture to show you, but yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah. If you know what, just a quick round the table. If your favorite band was to do a team up with the Leafs, who would it be?
Favorite band, like to do a song for them?
Either a song or a jersey, because like I'm going off of the jersey here.
Oh, for band, like album cover. Oh, that's a good one.
I'm not a big band person.
I remember we had a little talk on that, but
not a big like, band we both, person.
We both but, watch. What's the guy on YouTube? The rock and Professor of Rock.
Yes, Professor of Rock. Yeah, yeah. But something with Cypress Hill would be quite interested.
I honestly, the history of behind some of the stuff is really cool. Like. You know what, for example, for Freebird, during the, like when Lynyrd Skynyrd was in the making of their first album, which had Freebird, they were looking for a pianist. So the main singer, I think they were, he walks by one of their roadies and he was performing Freebird on the piano. And the main singer, I'm fucking forgetting his name at the moment. God damn it, I'm that drunk. He just goes, "You're our fucking pianist. Let's go."
Yeah, I would have to say Limp Bizkit. Remember their old album cover from like when they did Rearranged and Faith?
It has been a hot minute since I've listened
to like, Limp Bizkit. It's like street art.
The tagging style, like
graffiti kind
of
stuff.
Yeah, graffiti kind of, yeah. But it was like it had its own vibe to it. Like you could feel exactly what they were coming out to do with the characters, the way they painted them in it and stuff. Okay. Like, it looked awesome. Like, it was really, it's kind of like bringing back the 90s and bringing the street art back and, oh, you know, epic. Like, the real canvas of what Toronto was like. Like, yeah. You go and look at the Gardener down by Cherry Street and Lakeshore area, and they have a lot of graffiti that was painted on there, yeah. And it was done intentionally because of a movie.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah, so if you watch, like, that new Shazam movie that had came out, like, a few years back.
Yeah.
All the scenes from that movie were filmed in Toronto, and, like, 90% of them was filmed right at Cherry and Lakeshore.
Okay, that's very cool.
Yeah, you could see the graffiti. You could, where the bus was like falling off the bridge. Yeah, I got to see how they had that set up and everything too, and like seeing like that kind of stuff, but like in a comic street art kind of look. Ooh. Would be amazing to see a Leaf logo like that. Somebody street art it.
Okay, that would be sick.
I think Toronto's becoming the most filmed city in the world now, isn't it?
A little bit. It feels like North. But Hollywood.
It's always been another city when it's doing it, but.
It's basically Southern Ontario is turning into a city. There's not much gaps between towns and cities anymore. Like, Binbrook now connects to, what, Bowmanville?
I've been watching a late 90s, early 2000s sci-fi show on a streaming platform here, and it's filmed in Toronto. And you could actually see the lakeshore from... the back of the train station, whereas now you can't, where it's been built up so much. But when this was filmed, it was just parking lots.
It's cool because where I work at, a lot of things have actually been filmed, and the main building that I patrol, there are posters of all the movies and shows that were filmed at that college. So that's a little wink at like where I work. What was it? Bob and Doug, Strange Brew. The first Suicide Squad, so like with Jared Leto and all that. It wasn't filmed at where I work, but like the Amazon series The Boys, you can tell that's filmed in Toronto. I follow some, like Carl Urban, he posts on Twitter and Instagram. Coming back to Toronto and all that. And then even in some of the scenes of The Boys, you can see the tower in the background.
It's hard. Oh, nice.
We're famous here, boys.
Hard to hide.
Hard to hide a big tower. Rich, you don't have a band jersey.
I'm just going to say Cypress Hill. Okay. Similar sort of vibe to what Cody's saying. Maybe a little bit more... 90s West Coast hip hop vibe to it.
To the blue and white.
I could totally picture Richard walking around wearing those like parachute pants and a basketball jersey and being like,
to be fair, I suspect somebody's got pictures of it somewhere along the line.
Just going brap brap.
I used to have a Lakers jersey, yellow one. And somebody nearly run me over on a crossing. Well, they just didn't stop for the crossing. And the guy said he couldn't see me. I just came out of nowhere. And it's like I'm 6 foot something and I'm bright yellow.
Am I wearing camo?
literally.
There's got to be something about wearing a Lakers jersey and being outside that makes you dangerous to traffic. Because I was walking home from the club one day. We did a beach party every year when I was bouncing out west at the DV8. And we did a beach party every year out there with 100 pounds of sand would get spread out across the floor of the club. And, like, it was brutal because people were breaking cups in the sand and stuff, right? So afterwards, we would do some boxing with each other, like the staff. And my boss gave me a good shot, and I stepped back and got a piece of glass right through my big toe. Oh. Yeah. And then the end of it, we have to shovel all that snow back out in wheelbarrows and haul it outside, right? So like when we're doing that. Yeah, like on Sunday afternoon, we all go there and get hammered and shovel 100 tons of sand back out of the bar so we can clean it up for the next night that we're going to do for the next weekend kind of thing. And I was wearing a Kobe Lakers jersey, the black one with the white or with the yellow on it. And I was walking home. I took the jersey off because I was really hot and I was like pretty drunk. So some guy was like, "Fuck you, wigger," and threw an apple at my head.
Fuck, man.
Yeah, that's Alberta life right there. You walk around with a Laker jersey sticking out of your pocket and somebody's going to call you a wigger and throw an apple at your head.
Do not do that.
Yeah, don't do that. So, Richard, if you ever go to Alberta, you leave that Laker jersey at home.
I don't even know where it is now.
He's like, "I wish I did. Feel yeah. young again."
Yeah.
It brings me back. All right, to quickly finish it, so for the Banty, right? I'm tied between four because these four are possibly my four favorite bands. Growing up throughout high school, you ask any of my high school buddies, they'll be like, "Okay, these two bands are Mikey's bands." Pink Floyd and Led Zeppelin. Currently, it's The Hip and Weezer. And I have tattoos of Weezer in the Hip. Weezer would be fun for like a 90s grunge, maybe a full like blue album, but with the Leafs logo above it, I guess. But honestly, no, I'm going to go with Pink Floyd. You throw on Dark Side of the Moon and like, I'm just immediately going to give you my money. Shut up and take my money.
No, I like Pink Floyd. I like that idea too. They've got some beautiful art, like some of the nicest art out there.
Honest. And that was before AI and all that bullshit.
There, I just sent you a picture of the Limp Bizkit album cover I was talking about.
Okay. Oh, sick. That would be sick.
Imagine doing that kind of design with the Leafs logo and having something that represents Toronto in front of it. Like a certain person, you know, that could be like Bieber.
You know what? Honestly, the jacket he's wearing is big and puffy. I could see Bieber wearing this.
Right? Yeah, you can wear that big banana one.
It's not big and puffy enough.
Well, but we can new school it. It's 2024. Yeah. Come on. New school, old school, street art, Justin Bieber with the Leaf logo in the background.
That's some reverse retro shit right there.
And he's walking like a fucking chihuahua wearing a miniskirt.
All right, so continuing on, I'm going to have a little toast for two things here. I didn't realize today was the day until I saw the picture in Facebook memories. The picture I shared, you see a hockey stick outside of the door, and it was for the Humboldt Broncos in that fucking tragedy. I remember the day I was at work and it was just heartbreaking to hear. And then at the time, I think it was 14 or 15. And then one more had passed. Like, she succumbed to her injuries later on. And then the total had become 16. So I'm raising a toast to the 16 Broncos tonight. And the second one, raising a toast to the Newfoundland Growlers. Because they could not pay their rent, which is just surprising.
Yeah, that was a shame to see that one.
Like, you put a team in Newfoundland, and like 100% of the time, that's got to work.
Get back.
Yeah.
That's an example of not just hockey, but sport in general has a bad ownership problem.
Mm.
We have so many football clubs over here that are barely paying the bills. And it's all because somebody with a bit of money's bought a toy, doesn't know how to run it, or a greedy corporation's bought one thinking it's going to make them billions when it's not, get bored of it, don't want to put any money in it.
Fucking A.
Sport has a bad owner problem.
Damn it, we need a little bit of a reset, because I know I've bashed the fucking Danny DeVito Penguin lookalike. Gary Bettman a few times. We need a little bit of a reset on who owns the teams and leagues and all that. Like, honestly, we get a new commissioner, a new fucking set of refs, and Rich, that goes for soccer, football, whichever one you prefer. Like, it'd be a better place. It would honestly be a better place. Cody, what did you just send to the group here?
That's what I was talking about for the logo.
Bieber walking a chihuahua?
Yeah, Justin Bieber walking a chihuahua in front of the Leaf logo, but have everything like black and white with the moonlight coming through the Leaf logo where the writing and stuff is. Make it dark with clouds.
You know what? I can kind of see it because, like, this has got to be AI generated, no? Because it looks.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Because I was going to say the way Bieber looks, like, I've never seen him that pissed off before.
Well, he more or less looks like he is not really that he's mad or that he's just, you know, really upset with his father. Mm-hmm. He looks emo in that picture.
a little bit, yeah. Yeah.
Emo Bieber. Emo Bieber.
Emo Bieber.
The chihuahua is nearly half his height as well.
Well, it makes sense. Bieber's not that tall, is he?
And it looks like the chihuahua is wearing the same sunglasses that he is.
Yeah.
Like it looks. I could actually see that, though.
All right, continuing on. This one I thought was cool because, fuck, it might be a lot easier to watch hockey games soon. So there's, I think, a year or two left for Rogers in the NHL and the deal that they had. And it sounds like Amazon might be getting the rights. So, like, you can watch an NHL game on Amazon, which thank you, Brandon, because you pay for Amazon. So thank you for that, buddy. that honestly, it'd be a lot fucking easier. The fucking game tonight, I was on the Piratesies, and like, It fucking glitched on me a couple of times. Like, fucking, I missed Domi's opening goal, and then I reset it or refreshed the page, and fucking Matthews had scored, but I'm like, shit, it's replaying Domi's goal. No, Matthews' goal.
Would it not be run like the MLS on Amazon is? Oh, sorry, on Apple is, where you've got to have your Apple subscription and an additional pass to watch the games.
I mean, if I have to pay an extra couple of bucks, I fucking will. Like, just don't let it be like, if it's more than $100, I might have to give it a hard, do I really? But like, if it's under $100, okay, yeah, I'm jumping right the fuck in.
I mean, I have the NHL app, the NHL TV app, and that costs me just under £16 a month, and I can watch every NHL game like that month. I can even get the replays weeks later as well.
Nice.
Yeah.
I remember I used to get NHL Live from like, I want to say 2012, 2013 up until the pandemic. And what was really cool was I would always jump in because during the preseason they would have it as the early bird special, and like you would save $20-$30, so the total would come up to like $100-$110.
I think that's essentially what NHL TV is. They've just rebranded it, essentially.
Yeah, definitely. I laughed at it when you brought that up, though, Mikey, because did Jake Paul and Mike Tyson just make live sporting a thing? That's on Netflix. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's not on Amazon, but still, it's like, does Amazon do live sports at all right now?
Yeah, they do. They do football over here. They have so many games a month.
Amazon did do that Leafs documentary, baseball. The All or Nothing.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but
that wasn't live though. That was a series.
But they have
live football on over here. Three or four games a month, and they've also had baseball on over here as well, live.
Yeah, so just to make this clear for everybody that's in Canada or the United States and don't live in England like Richard does, when he says football, he actually means soccer, and when he says baseball, he means baseball, just to make that clear.
And when he talks about hockey, he talks about cricket.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, he's... No, he's talking about field hockey.
Yeah.
No,
Matthew's sister is a field hockey player, and she's matching every point that he gets. So Richard's just talking about his sister when he talks about Matthews.
All right. I'm going to die here. All right, let's recap some games quickly. I think we got six or seven games here to recap. The first one, the Leafs versus the Hurricanes, it was a 2-1 loss. Literally the only note I have for this game is in the third period, Nicky Bobby got his 10th goal of the season, and Matty was his 34th apple. Fucking Wall with 41 saves, and he came out with a .953 save percentage. And then the team stats, Carolina outshot the fuck out of us, 43-33. We out-hit the fuck out of them, 14-6. They got two more penalty minutes, 8-6, and they definitely won the face-off percentage, 56.5 to 43.5%. Honestly, they may have lost. It was a tight game, one goal game like that. Give me seven games of that. I'd like to see Carolina in the playoffs.
Yeah, no, that was playoff hockey. Like, you can't be upset about that loss because it's not like they didn't play a good game. Because yeah, they did. Like, they played their asses off. And the goaltending was pretty much the difference in that game. Like, you know, I'm happy for Wohl to have that game. Obviously, as we get further on in this conversation about games that have happened after this, things haven't gone so well for the guy. So he's got it. Like, that kid can save. Like, he's amazing in net. But he's not quite there yet. And I think, yeah, exactly. And I think having Sammy and him and having Jones with the experience that he has, we have some pretty amazing goaltending right now.
Honestly, like, going into the playoffs, like, with this, like, Sammy playing the best hockey of his career, Wall definitely our future number one, and Jones is a solid backup. Like, the hockey he has played this year, he has looked really good. This is a goalie trio to believe in.
Yep. Well, and this was the game that after the last pod, we were talking about how Wohl was already in Carolina, waiting for the Leafs to finish their game and then go there and play in a back-to-back. And that's exactly why they made that move happen and have Jones as the backup. Sammy went down with an injury that game, right at the end of the game, scared the hell out of everybody. Yeah. Fortunately, he's fine and he's back again, but Wohl has not been the same since then. And that rest was what he needed, right? Like, that gave him that extra bit
to reach reset and recharge.
100%.
Yeah. All right. So moving on to the next game, this one was a loss. I missed this game. I had a head splitting headache. Like, my skull felt like it was in two. I was amazed I even made it through work that day. But the Leafs had lost 6-3 to the Devils. The first period, Bertuzzi got his 16th goal of the year. Domi and TJ on the apples on that one. I'm only doing the Devils goals because of my Devils buddy, Johnny. Hi, Johnny. I love you. Luke Hughes got his 9th of the season. He sure got his 24th of the season. The second period, Nylander. Cody, I know you hate – wait, Cody, do you hate him still?
It's not that I hate Nylander. I keep saying this. The guy is amazing offensively, and he sucks defensively. And when he's not getting points on the offense, he looks like absolute shit.
I will say it looked like he drank decaf today. I didn't really notice him a lot tonight.
No, and that's what happens. Like, when he isn't hot and he's not out there on it, he's invisible, and it's not a good thing.
No, he's got to get better coffee. Rich, you gotta let him know where to get coffee from.
Yeah, well.
yeah, he got his 40th of the year. Timmins and Nyes on the apples on that one. Matthews with his 59th of the season, so he's getting up there. Labushkin and TJ on the apples on that one. Timo Meier, his 24th of the season, and Max Willman. I've never heard of this guy. Like, there are a lot of players this year when I'm going through, like, getting the notes ready, right? And I'm like, I've never heard of this player, Max Willman. Max, what the fuck, Willman? Where did you come from? And he got his 2nd of the year.
Yeah, if anybody's going to get that goal, Max Willman.
that, was, that, that's good. Okay, that's good.
Dad jokes.
There you go. And then in the third period, Jack Hughes was his 25th and his 26th, which was an empty netter. Final nails in the coffin. Wall, this is where Cody, I would imagine it gets bad for Wall. He only came out of the game with 19 saves and I feel bad for saying it, but .792 save percentage.
Yep, and the worst part is we outshot them 45-25. We outhit them 47-28.
Yep.
Tied them in penalties and had 51.1 on the faceoff, so we were just above 500 on the faceoff. And we got spanked.
I mean,
because our goaltending was terrible.
We got him on something, I guess. Look at all the positives you can. Oh, we got him on the faceoffs.
Well, Matthew scored his 59th. That's positive.
Exactly. Now, if anything, what I did include in the stats, and I talked a little bit about this in the group chat. So on the Canadians, there's Newhook. And yes, he is a Newfie. If Newhook was a Leaf or a Devil, I would probably adore him a lot more. I adore Dawson Mercer because he's a Newfie. And every time he gets a goal, Johnny sends me the fucking highlight of that goal. And I swear to God, like, Mercer is just this kid. When he is on, when he's heating up, he's on a streak. He is incredibly talented at this sport. What was it? It was funny because he was a negative one. So the Devils fucking spank the Leafs, and then this kid's a negative one. But last season, I know I had called it. I'm like, this kid's going to hit 30 goals. So last season, in 82 games played, he got 27 goals. Okay, he just missed the mark. 29 assists for 56 points. This season, in 70, at least after that Devils game, he's at 75 games played. 19 goals, 12 assists, and 31 points. So I feel he's definitely not hitting 30. Yes, he's not a Leaf. Oh, this feels sacrilegious. He's a Newfie. Newfoundland bias. I don't know. Suck my dick.
Do you guys have codfish do that for you? Mikey beat your fate.
Believers After Hours is a fun show. All right.
Fuck it. So,
this is how you get all. I've had one too many to drink.
Yeah, we got drunk Mikey, we got hungover Richie, and we got stone Cody. It's perfect.
Oh, Jesus Christ. This is a wicked show. Let's go. All right, so moving on. This was a game I missed this game. I'm an idiot. I missed
this
game.
Yeah,
no, Cody, you had fucking ripped me a new one. So the thing is, I have a dry erase calendar, right? I have a dry erase calendar, and I put down my work days, I put down the garbage recycling days, and I put down Leaf game days. I put Leaf game days as like a little blue. I try to make it look more like a Leaf, but it looks more like a weird X with a couple extra lines on it. And my girlfriend and I, we remade the calendar for April. And I didn't even think about hockey because we've been on a Pixar movie marathon binge lately. And we were watching something the fuck. I forgot already. And then by the time I was putting the game on, there was only 2 minutes left.
Yeah, and the worst part is Mikey never misses games. He doesn't miss anything Leafs. Like, Mikey is...
Are you kidding me?
The most exciting... No, like, you miss stuff because of work sometimes.
Yes.
But you never want to miss a game. You never want to miss anything about the Leafs. Like, that is your biggest obsession. And so I had to tease you about it just because that's who I am. And I know you got upset by it.
I mean, I was...
But now we're on a podcast... Yeah, now we're on a podcast and you're blaming it on your girlfriend because we did it in April. It wasn't Mikey's mess up.
Oh, fuck.
I'm bugging. I'm just bugging you.
I know. I love you, buddy. I love you for it.
Just crawl into your skin just every once in a while.
If she hears this, she's probably going to slap me. No, she's not. No, she's not.
Oh, she should kick him in the nuts for us and put it on video. We still need this. It's been like 3 months. Like, this is getting ridiculous. Somebody needs to kick Mikey in the dick and take a video and give it to me, please.
I swear it's been going on since last summer.
I would say it's been going on way longer than 3 months.
Yeah.
Everybody's too nice to do it to Mikey.
I'm too. So the thing is,
you're too nice to yourself to do it to yourself now.
I've gone soft. So the thing is, like, in high school, I was like, I loved Jackass religiously. Like, my friends and I, we watched the movies, the TV shows, and it was funny because the way we greeted each other is we would hit each other in the nuts, like, oh, how you doing? And it's a little slapped in the nuts. If you want a quick fun story, so if any of you, either Rich, Cody, or anyone listening, if you guys remember G4 TV, there was a show called Attack of the Show. On Attack of the Show, they had a segment called Moments in De-Evolution. They would take videos from Break.com, which was like YouTube, but all people DIY doing it at home, of like hitting themselves in the nuts or doing stupid challenges, like very Jackass themed stuff. It was funny because one night, this was the night of my first concert, I saw the Scorpions, and I go home and I'm fucking hammered out of my mind. One of my ex buddies, my buddy Mikey G, was there, and my brother Brandon was there, and I come into the party and I'm like, let's fucking go. So we filmed me getting hit in the nuts with something called a monkey fist, which is a thick rope tied at the end. And my ex-friend John, he looks at the camera, Brandon's filming, and he goes, this is the monkey fist. And he fucking whams me in the nuts. Now, what's funny is when that video got uploaded to Break, I tweeted it to Attack of the Show's Twitter account. And this was like a month or two later. Someone at school had come to me and she's like, did you know you're on TV? And I'm like, what the fuck? So I watched the rerun of Attack of the Show later that night, and I actually got on Moments of De-Evolution. They gave that video 3 out of 5 stars. I got hit in the nuts and got on TV for it.
I could get you to 5 stars, buddy.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I can feel the pain already. No.
We did not.
Imagine it now. Yeah, no. Like, it's Mikey can be laying down in the road, laying on his side doing leg lifts. You know when you do like the scissors thing with your leg? You just keep lifting it up and down. But you hold that leg lift up, and I'll come at you at full speed with the Chrysler 300.
Oh, Jesus.
The ultimate dick punch right there.
Jesus is weeping.
Oh. Now, we have to find a way to completely protect your body to keep you alive, because we don't want to kill you.
I would imagine just have EMS right off to the side. Like, just call them. They'll be like, there's no medical emergency yet, but we need you.
You see this man right here? Science is about to happen.
Emphasis on the yet.
It's all for science.
We're about to do our own Mythbusters.
Oh, yeah, Mythbusters. Can you kill a man by hitting him in the testicles with a Chrysler 300 at top speed?
Oh, at least crank the music while you're doing it, I guess. Crank some Floyd for me. Fuck. Okay, so to get on to the game, it was a 5-1 win over the Washington Capitals. So if anything, when I do miss a game, I will watch the highlights at work. If anything, I did watch the highlights for this game. I missed the Devils game. I'm sorry, Johnny. But in the first period here, Gio got his second goal of the year, and Nye's on the assist. In the second period, Bertuzzi got his 17th of the year. TJ and Matthews on the apples on that one. Connor Dewar with his 11th of the year. That kid, he's been sneakily good. But I still am not picking him for Tim's picks. Like, he comes up constantly. Matthews is never in it now. It's a fucking conspiracy theory.
That's because they don't want to give away any more free coffee.
I haven't even won once this year. Like, you got to get seven in a row. You got to get 7 days in a row to get a week of free coffee. I've yet to do. The most I've gotten is like four or five. Four I know, five maybe. But Dewar, I think I might start picking him now. And then Reeves and Camps on the apples on that one. And in the third period, McDude with his 14th of the year, JT and Benoit on the apples. And then this dude's been heating up. He in tonight's game, to fast forward it a little bit, he played his 400th game tonight. But in this game, he got his 18th goal of the year, unassisted. Tyler Bertuzzi, let's go. What a kid. And then Justin Wall getting 23 saves for a .958 save percentage. And then
Joseph,
it started with a J. I'm sorry, I'm wrong.
So I just wanted to correct it, just to correct to make sure people know that at least one of the three of us know his name. At this moment in time, Mikey doesn't really know his own name.
My name is Michelle, don't you know?
There you go.
Oh, fuck me. But the three stars out of that game, Mark Giordano was the third star, Bobby McMahon is the second star, and Tyler Bertuzzi is the first star. Okay, at least I got the names right there.
There you go.
All right, there you go.
That's because it was already written out for you.
Yeah, it was. So, you know what? I got a pass, an easy pass there. and then the team stats. So, I really did miss a hammering because the Leafs fucking brought it to Washington, out shooting them 48-24, out hitting them 45-32, and even out penalty minuting them 4-2. Oh, fuck. And out face-off percentaging them, too, 63.6%. To 36.4. Washington, so I know Ovi's heated up a little bit, but Washington's really taken a step back. Like, I remember at the start of the year, I would pick Ovi for the Tim's picks, and then, like, it wasn't until November, December when he got his first goal of the season.
Yeah, he had a slow start. We can't forget either. I know you missed the game, but when Gio got his goal, he made sure he pointed up to the sky to his dad. It was a beautiful thing to see. It was really cool. Like, yeah. That was shared around a lot too. Like, they kept sharing that. So, you know, rest in peace to his dad and congratulations on that goal, because you deserve that. So,
a toast. I'm almost done beer number five, so I'm going to be opening number six here on the pod live. Let's go. moving on. Okay, this game I did watch. This was an incredible game, a solid team win. They won 3-0 over the Buffalo Fuck You Sabres. In the first period, JT got his 24th of the season. Willie and Timmins on the apples on that one. Second period, Nicky Bobby got his 11th of the season. Nyes on the apple on that one. And this one, so this one I want to, like, we'll talk a little bit about it because it was gorgeous and incredibly hardworking at its finest. In the third period, Austin Matthews hit 60 goals for the second time in his career. And Timmins got the apple on that one. Like, I remember the goal vivid. Like, my memory is shit. But, like, this goal, like, he was really, like, working to try to get that goal at the back of the net. Like, he got shot after shot before it went in. Do you boys remember where you were and how drunk you were when that happened?
I was sober, laying on the couch, trying not to fall asleep because I had to get up at 4:15 in the morning.
Okay,
but it was fun to watch. I was still excited to watch it. But
yeah. Rich, what? Where were you for his 60th?
Sleeping.
60th. Yeah, if it was a weekday game, I would have been.
It was a weekday game, yeah. So okay.
I watched it the following day on the app.
Yeah, the highlights.
No, the whole game on the app.
Oh, shit! You're a trooper. You go through the whole game.
Yeah,
I get too busy at work, and like I'll do the highlights. If anything, it's funny. I want to make a little point about this on the highlights, right? So when you bring up Maple Leaf highlights on YouTube, you'll get the Sportsnet link, and then you get an NHL link. And it's funny because last season, the NHL YouTube channel would always have 10-minute replays, and Sportsnet would have 8 minutes, 7 minutes. This year, I've noticed it's reversed. Fucking Sportsnet will have at least 10 minutes, and the NHL is going down to 8 minutes in their highlights. Like, they don't. It, fuck you, Gary.
Yeah.
That's a very little thing, but I want to make it known out there. I'm on to you guys.
We're watching you.
Yeah, watching you.
Arizona gets 60-minute highlight package.
Yeah, fucking Gary, man. Fucking Penguin. And the three stars out of that game, JT is the third star with a goal, Austin Matthews, second star with a goal, and Ila fucking Sammy with 34 saves, and I don't even know how to pronounce because it's like 1.000 save percentage, but the man
it's a shutout.
It is. Yeah. It's incredible, and he's the first star in the game and in our hearts. And then the team stats, Buffalo did outshoot us 34-22. We out-hit the fuck out of them 41-24. And fucking penalty minutes, 70-62. Woo. And then for the face-off.
Smoked them.
For real, though, like went to a wrestling match and a hockey game broke out.
Yeah.
And the face-off percentage. 68.0% for our boys and 32.0% for the fuck you Sabres. Moving on to the next game. Also, if you boys have any notes on the games, go for it.
The Buffalo game, my only note is I still to this day absolutely hate that douchebag Dallin. What a little whiner, man. The guy goes and cross-checks guys, and he's a dirty little prick. Somebody gets into his face, and he cries because he gets a penalty for it. Yeah.
What I take away from the Buffalo game, and pretty much every Buffalo game, is that it's the second best arena in Toronto because it's full of Toronto fans.
Yes. Did you see the guys wearing like the Matthews T-shirts? Where they had his name spelled out. There was the big golden 60 in the crowd.
Oh, yes.
Those fans were loudest in that arena in the entire season for this game. And we had something like 65-70% of the crowd were Leaf fans.
It's almost like when you go to Buffalo, you're going to a home Toronto game.
Oh, 100%. Like, it was incredible.
I was watching O-Dog on YouTube, and they on that show they were talking about why it's so loud in Buffalo compared to the Scotiabank Arena, and they put it down to the fact that you could sit at the bottom row, but what it costs you to sit midway up in Scotiabank Arena.
It's crazy to go. Yeah. It's true, man. Like, when I went there for that game, Pittsburgh and Buffalo, when I was in Buffalo for that game, I was literally three rows back from the ice, and my buddy paid $110 American per ticket. Like $140, $150 Canadian. We're paying more than that to be in the 300s in the fucking rafters.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah,
and it's not because of the arena. It's because of scalpers on Ticketmaster. So Mr. Posey McPoserson and your fucking multiple jerseys and your daughter that even looks unimpressed with your bullshit now, Mr. Scalper McFuck, that guy that hangs down at the bottom line, everybody knows who I'm talking about. We talk about him on Twitter all the time. If you're ever looking for that idiot that keeps getting exposed as every game he's at the Leafs, he's wearing a different team's jersey. He's not at every game because he scalps tickets, and those are his season tickets. And he sells them for the price that he gets season tickets for free. He gets to go and watch a few games just to make fun of the Leafs. He hangs out down at the bottom line, which is right beside the Hockey Hall of Fame. So if anybody's ever wanted to go say hi, that's where he hangs out.
I mean, I dislike that he's against the Leafs, but like, I kind of have a weird respect that he does this. Like, he has a jersey for every opposing team. Are you fucking kidding me? The guy's got a jersey collection like fucking the hockey guy on YouTube.
The
only person winning that's Gary, though, isn't it? Every time he buys a new jersey, Gary's getting
a little chunk of that,
a little bonus.
Extra ice cubes for the penguin.
God damn it, Gary. So moving on. So the next game is this one I saw. It was a beautiful 6-4 win over the Florida Panthers. You know what's nice? So the boys clinched yesterday. They're officially in a playoff spot. But it doesn't feel like the team that we're playing, it doesn't feel like last year we knew we were playing Tampa in like December. This year it feels like it's still up in the air. So if we do play Florida in the first round, to the people, this is a playoff game. Well, the Leafs would have won game because they won it. In the first period, Nicky Bobby got his 12th of the season. Nice on the apple on that one. Austin Matthews with his 61st of the season, and TJ on the apple on that one. In the second period, Bertuzzi got his 19th of the season. Matthews and Domi getting the apples there. An unassisted Kampf goal. So my stream had fucked up, and when I came back, Kampf was already celebrating like he's leading the fist bump charge at the bench. I'm like, okay, so Kampf got the goal. And that was his 7th of the season. And then Nyes got his 13th of the season. Holmberg and Nicky Bobby on the apples there. Going into the third period, so I made a note of this because like I like the player. I'm surprised he's on Florida. I guess if it had happened at this trade deadline, I didn't realize it. But Tarasenko is a Florida Panther? The fuck?
Ottawa wanted to get rid of him because he was playing like absolute garbage there.
Really? They fucked
up. Yeah, that was their off-season signing, wasn't it?
Yeah,
so
I remember they took him in, signed him to a contract.
And they didn't want to keep him anymore, so they traded him off. And now all of a sudden he's playing good hockey again in Florida. So
it goes to show you that Ottawa sucks.
Well, it just goes to show you that it doesn't matter if you're a good hockey player or not. When you go to Ottawa, you're just going there for disappointment.
There you go. There you go. Let's end the Senators' career on that one.
With the second best poutine in in Canada.
But he got his 22nd goal of the season there. Reinhart with his 52nd goal of the season. Here we go. Unassisted, Austin Matthews. It's an empty netter. It still counts. His 62nd of the year. And Sammy coming out of the game, 26 saves. It feels a little bad hearing it, but a .867 save percentage. So Florida outshot us, not by a lot, 30-23. They outhit us, not by a lot, 49-43. We out-penalty minute them just by 2, 8-6. And we just got them in the face-offs, 50.8% to 49.2%. The next game, this one was disappointing. I watched the whole thing. Even after the fourth goal and, Catherine had checked out, a couple other people in the group chat checked out, the 4-1 loss against the Lightning, the only note I have for it is Matthews' 63rd goal. It was on the power play. Riley and JT on the apples on that one. We outshot them just by a little bit, 29-25. They outhit us 38-35, and they just out penalty minuted us 15-13. You know what? Here we go. We got them on the faceoff percentage, 54.7 to 45.3%.
The best part about this game.
Yeah.
Was Jeannot getting his ass kicked by Reeves. He knocked him down once. The refs let them stand up again. Reeves beat the piss out of him again. And Jeannot's out of the game for protocol because of the amount of shots he took to the head. Because Reeves made him like he stunned him, man. He damn near knocked him out.
Actually, the only bit of the game I saw.
That was the only part that I remember because I was doing homework with my kids that night. It was that Wednesday night that I was telling you about where things just weren't going very well. So I tried to fall asleep before the third period, but I couldn't fall asleep. And that fight's pretty much the only thing I remember seeing and the Matthews goal. That was the only part of the game that I actually remember whatsoever.
Those were the only highlights from that game. So continuing on, so this came out before the game tonight. It's a tweet from Dangle, and it's as per the NHL's press release regarding the Leafs clinching a playoff spot. Ryan Reeves has appeared in at least one playoff game in each of the last 12 seasons dating to 2012, which marks the second longest active run in the NHL behind Marc-Andre Fleury with 17 dating back to 2007.
That's so crazy, eh?
Right? So like going into this playoffs with Reeves and that fisticuffs? Oh, fuck yeah.
Well, that and the counter to that, which is absolutely fucking hilarious, is Jeff Skinner has now played over 1,000 games and never played in the playoffs.
Wow. Holy shit.
You can't even accidentally look into a game.
No. I'm pretty sure he's with Carolina now, so he's finally going to the playoffs for his first year in his career, and he's played 1,000 games.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you know, and like JT just passed 1,100 games, and Gio was like, welcome to the club. And the same night, Brody had hit 900, and Gio was like, welcome to the club, right?
Yeah.
And, yeah, so to be able to play as long as Tavares, minus, what, a season and a few games, like a month, and never make it to the playoffs once.
And, like, at least with JT, he's made the playoffs with the Islanders and the Leafs.
I'm just saying, like, he's never, like, to never make the playoffs once in your career up to 1,000 games.
Like, you can't even manifest that. Like, that's no. A badass luck.
Every single team he went to was shit. He played for Buffalo, for Christ's sakes. What do you expect?
I want to give him a hug now.
I want to make fun of Buffalo, and then they're going to be like, when was the last time you guys won a cup? And I'm like, yeah, have you guys ever touched one? No? Oh, yeah, that's honestly, right.
Like, don't they have a streak going, like, most years without, like, even making the playoffs? Like, it might have been last season, but, like, didn't it hit, like, 10 years last year?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, like, you know what, Sabres fans? Fuck off.
You're a disappointment. Congratulations. Try to make fun of the Leafs again and just realize that, okay, you've had some dominant talent on your team and you still have never won a cup and your team really sucks still. And yeah, have fun with that.
You know what? Just to ease up on them, I guess. Because watching that game, they were actually in their jerseys with the black jerseys, the goat head.
Yep.
So as a kid growing up, I actually hated that jersey. I always liked the blue, yellow, and white a lot better. And then doing the whole reverse retro, I guess, is where they caught on to, like, bringing the goat head back. Seeing the goat head in their main color, like the blue, yellow, like, that's the shit. That's a nice jersey. Seeing the goat head in black and red, I think I actually like it now that I guess I'm a little bit older. Even the Calgary jersey with the horse head, the black jersey with the horse head, never liked it as a kid. I like it now as an adult.
How about that Oilers jersey where they have, like, the drop with the drop inside of it? And they wear the brown gloves? Yeah. That looks stupid. No, like, I get it. It's iconic. It's Gretzky wore that jersey at a point in time in his career, but it looks dumb. Like, I'm sorry, but if you want to do a throwback jersey, do a throwback jersey. But change it up a little bit. It doesn't have to be the same. Yeah, like, make it the exact same jersey or just don't do it.
I like the Jets 100-year anniversary, the RCIF jersey this year.
Yeah, that's a very sharp-looking jersey.
Only thing I would have changed about that, instead of having CF18 in the center of the rainbow, I'd have changed it for a Spitfire. That'd been the only thing I'd have changed about it.
Oh, yeah, you talked about that in the group before, that to changing it to that old-school airplane.
Yeah.
That would be a cool look, yeah.
It would look more historic, right?
Or even an older jet, like a 60s-era jet, the CF-86 Sabre, which they have at Hamilton Air Museum, by the way. Gold one.
Shit, cool.
Yeah, it'd be cool if they did, like, a 42 military training plane, like the RCAF. We have one of them on our library, actually, in my town in Dunville, and they have one. My brother got to fly in one, actually, when he was like,
oh, that's cool.
I think he was 11 years old, 12 years old. He got to fly in one. Oh, those, right, like, they're those big yellow ones. Like, they're just so iconic. And you could do like a black and white jersey with that and make that look really sharp with that Winnipeg jersey.
That would look really cool. Like, there's potential there. Jets fans, fuck you, but like, there's potential there.
100%.
All right, so moving on. Here we go, boys. Tonight's game, you got to crank Lynyrd Skynyrd Saturday night special because it's Toronto, Montreal. Let's fucking go. I do want to give a shout out to, he's not my uncle, but he's uncle in fun spirit. My uncle Tony, he's a Montreal fan. I met up with him literally the season that I got to meet Cody and Rich and like everyone else. Literally like that month, October, I got to meet him for coffee. And then I think it was either near the end of that season or going into the following one, I met up with him again for coffee. And he gave me a bunch of history books. So I got like one with, Willie. Oh, fuck, I'm forgetting his name, but the Boston player, Willie O'Ree or something.
Willie O'Ree.
Yeah. A book on, Potvin, I think. I know I got a couple Leaf books. So I just want to give a shout out to my Uncle Tony. Hi, buddy. I hope you're good. But you know what, buddy? Your team lost. And our boys in blue won. Let's go. Saturday night.
The series sweep of the regular season this year. Not one time did Montreal win this year against Toronto.
Oh, that's beautiful to my ears and right? All of ours, except for Tony. Sorry, buddy.
That just makes me feel sexy.
Like we're all going to sleep easy in Leafs gear tonight.
100%.
So going into this game, this was cool to hear. So TJ Brody Cody, you just said the name. It's already slipping my mind. Like hitting the game milestones.
Tavares and Brody.
Yes. So tonight, Bert is on his way. Tonight was his 400th NHL game. And
attaboy, Bert.
Mitch Marner came back, and he looked good. He looked better than fucking Nylander tonight.
What record did he get again, Mike?
He got the most assists here. I'm going to bring it up.
Fifth most assists in NHL franchise history.
Yeah. That's the wrong one. Here we go. So Mitch Marner's second period assist was the 438th of his career, moving him into fifth place on Maple Leafs all-time assist list, which this list includes at number six, Thomas Cabrelet with 437. Number five, Magical Mitch Marner at 438. Number four, Dave Keon with 493. Number three has Daryl Sittler with 527. Number two has the legend himself, Matt Sundin, at 567. And number one, the king, Borje Salming, at 620.
You know what's crazy is next year, look where Marner could be. He gets, what, 60 assists a season, roughly?
Something like that.
Yeah. He could jump up 60. To third next season.
That's beautiful.
He's not finished right? This season yet as well, so.
Yeah, he still has whatever's left in this season, right? It's not a lot of games, but Marner's got to get hot, and I could see him heating up bad. Like, I can see him really get going. Tavares has been looking really good. It's taken a lot of goals lately. Like, he's getting back up there. He's not a point-per-game player this year, but he's only, like, he's not even 20 points away from that.
I wonder if he's had a little knock this year, because he hasn't looked himself at all.
He looked like he had a really rough start to the year. But lately, Tavares has really picked his game up. Like, just in the last month or so, he's really been heating up. Like, he even made a hell of a play tonight on the defense, skating back and stopping that. Right, like, you know, the guy is getting older and players do have off seasons. This is the first time in Tavares' career that he's had an off season. And he's still not that far from being a point per game player.
That man's a fine wine.
Yeah, like he's getting better now. He's starting to get back into his game now. This is when we need him to be good, is going into the playoffs. Like, who cares about the start of the season? How many guys had a rough start to the season? Now you look at Bertuzzi, look at Domi, Tavares, Samsonov, like Bobby McMahon. Like, guys that were not expected, like, they're like, oh, you know, like, they're garbage, or this guy's a healthy scratch all the time, and now look where they are now.
I swear a lot of Leafs Twitter was like, oh, trade Bertuzzi and trade Domi. Trade them for picks. Trade them for players that can win now. No. They're heating up now. Oh.
Yep. This is when they play their best hockey.
Oh, fuck yeah. So going into the first period, like, there were no goals. It was a wild second period. We'll get to that. The only note I have for the first period, and this is incredible to hear, because, like, Mitch Marner, Cody, you've talked about it, that Marner is the glue to the team. In the first, there was a graphic that came up, and it showed that the Leafs are 8-4-1 without Marner in the lineup, which is crazy. Like, they're even good without Matthews in the lineup. Like, I'd have to look up at the stat for that. But, like, to hear that they're 8-4-1, at least this is for this season.
Overall, their record is terrible without Marner. They're, like, 37% winning without Marner in the lineup or some garbage. Yeah, like, it's really, really bad. And, you know, I'm glad to see that they're doing well this time around without him. But that's why you get guys like Bertuzzi and Domi. Right? They're playing that forward point-getting position to keep Matthews going while Marner was out. Marner does that amazingly. We all know that. And that's where we get into this little discussion, too, about Marner coming back tonight and getting put on the second line and dropping Willie down to the third. Willie's been playing a little bit rough lately. And when he gets hot, he really gets hot and gets rolling. So now we have Matthews, Domi, and Bertuzzi, who have been playing phenomenal together since they got put back together after Marner got injured. They really got a click going. Second line, to have Bobby McMahon, Tavares, and Marner, you got guys that can pass, guys that can score, guys that can forecheck, guys that can play defense on your top two lines. Then you go to your third line, and now you have Nylander down there playing with Holmberg and brain fart, who's the other guy? Nice. So you got another power forward on that line. You got a goal scorer, right? So, like, they have talent through the top three lines now. They have depth. And then they have a fourth line that has become very strong on the forecheck. Like, Reeves all of a sudden came back playing like he's in his mid-20s.
He's really, like, picking up his fights lately. Like,
he's throwing the body around good too, right? He's catching up on the play. He's back checking. He's getting the puck. He's taking shots. He's throwing guys around left, right, and center.
He had a nice shot, and I think it was near the end of the third period here tonight.
He almost scored one.
Yeah. Like, he's really picked up his game. Like, on it, it's going into the playoffs with Reeves. I'm pumped. I'm pumped to see what he can bring to the boys. Cody, do you want to talk about the lines now or after we recap the four goals tonight?
No, we could talk about it anytime. If you want to wait and do your recap, go ahead.
All right, so the second period, this is where all the fun happened. Domi with a goal. What was fun was my stream fucked up. I refreshed it, and a goal had happened. So I'm like, okay, it's replaying Domi's goal. I zoned in, and it's Matthews with his 64th of the year. Holy shit. All of a sudden, it's 2-0 Leafs, and it's one of these nights. Let's fucking go. And then Nyes with his 11th goal. Nylander and TJ on the apples on that one. It's funny that we're hyping up Reeves because he got in a fight tonight with Gritty's love child. I don't know his name, but he's number 55 on Montreal. Like, his hair. You think my hair is wild? This guy's hair is fucking Gritty.
He's got the curly mullet and the dirty stash. And that guy does not know how to fight worth a shit. He got manhandled. And then, what does he do? He gets into the penalty box and starts flapping his gums. Like, buddy, you were pressed up against your own team's bench, folded over the boards, getting fed. Like, what are you talking shit about? You did nothing.
The way he was looking at Reeves when he was in the box, like, you can see why he looks like Gritty's love child. Like, his eyes, those eyes, those horrible, horrible eyes.
I love Matthew's reaction to that point.
Yeah, Matthew's reactions have been fun lately. So the Reeves fight tonight, and then it was either a Reeves fight or a goal previously, but you see Domi on the side of Matthews.
And, oh, yeah, that was Reeves when he knocked out Jeanette.
Yes, yeah. So Reeves hypes up Matthews is what it is.
And he plays amazing when Reeves gets going. Like, he has really lit a spark under Matthews' ass this season. Matthews is an amazing, talented player, but sometimes he doesn't handle the pressure of getting teamed up on too well. So you see teams like Tampa where they really attack him bad, right? And Reeves goes out there, beats the piss out of a player, and Matthews is back to playing his game again. Like, he sparks him and gets him going again.
Well, he knows he's got a couple of buddies that are going to go and jump in at his back if he needs it.
Yeah, and he's not even scared. Like, a couple of games ago, he was in the scruffles and, like, pushing guys around and laughing at them and stuff. Like, you know, he's pushing back now.
Yeah, he's teaching him that.
Oh, yeah, like, I don't know if he's going to fight or anything like that. Like, remember the last fight he was in against Stammer in the playoffs, and it was terrible. But I don't care if he can fight or not. I want him to push back. Yeah. I want him to throw his body around. Like, he is a monster of a man.
He's got a fucking beast of a body.
Yeah, like, he's, what, 222 pounds and 6'3"? Like, Matthews isn't a small guy. Get out there and get physical. You haven't had shoulder issues since, what, your second season in the league?
Oh, yeah, that injury was, like, forever ago.
Yeah, it was, like, 6 years ago. People keep bringing it up about how Matthews had that shoulder injury.
That was
like, it's gone. Yeah, he's getting bigger. He's built for the league now. Get out there and be a beast, because he could just dominate this league if he went out there and just started laying guys out.
Oh,
like,
he's going to beat guys and score goals.
Yeah, like, his stick handling, his goal scoring, and then he starts getting physical and really getting in there, and not just, like, he's physical. He pushes and he hits, but he doesn't hit hard. Some open ice hits and shit like that to get his blood flowing and get him going, it would be amazing to see.
And he's on our team. Oh,
yeah. And he's only 26.
Oh, it makes it even better, because, like, we're going to have him through his prime.
Yeah, we have him signed for his entire prime until he's 32 years old.
Let's go. And then the last two notes I have for the game, a McDude goal, which, oh yeah, let's go. Montreal, they tried to come back with two goals. Sorry, Tony, at least you got to see a couple goals, but nah, the boys had to come out with the win. After tonight's game, the Leafs are 4-1-0 in their last five games. That tweet came out from Marty, which... Oh, shit, is it actually even playing? Oh, fuck. So, I was supposed to actually... fuck me. Oh, yeah, it is playing. So, thank you, Marty. Marty gave me the A-OK during the second or third period to quietly play his banger, The Passion. You can listen to it on Spotify or wherever you listen to music. Yeah. I thought it would be fun because, like, the boys clinched. You got a Saturday night special, Leafs and Habs. Yeah, I thought it would be fun to crank this one. So up next, so we got upcoming games and predictions. So I got I set my notes up right for this here. I got the days, I got who we're playing, and I got the times. Holy Jesus. So, Cody, I told this to Rich before we recorded. For upcoming games and predictions, you could – either pull a score out of your ass, or if you know the team's last five games, you can kind of go off of that. So the Leafs' next game is Monday, April 8th versus Pittsburgh at 7 p.m. I'm going to say Matthews gets two goals. What do you boys say?
I can see this being a 2-1 win.
Nice.
I'm actually going to be negative.
Oh, no.
If you have been seeing Pittsburgh lately... Crosby has said, here, hop onto my stick, and he's been carrying that team, through a 4-game winning streak or a 5-game winning streak now. They are now in a playoff position. They were 3 points behind 2 games ago, and now they are in a playoff position. Oh, Crosby is on fire. 19 straight seasons with a point per game season minimum. Oh, he's the second player in NHL history to do that, behind only Wayne Gretzky. Jeez. So I'm going to say 3-2 Pittsburgh. Nedeljkovic has actually been phenomenal in net lately.
Yeah.
And Pittsburgh has lit a fire under their ass. Malkin is playing on fire. He got 2 goals tonight. Crosby got the opening goal today. Like, they're playing as a team, and they're playing good. Like, they beat Tampa tonight, or today, this afternoon. And Tampa has been on a heater for the last 11, 12 games. And Pittsburgh went out and beat them. I think it was 4-3.
Fuck. And I honestly, I thought they were really falling apart this year because, like, up until recently, they've just been that fucking shitty.
Yeah, like, who would have thought trading Jake Guentzel for Michael Bunting was going to get that team going and make it into the playoffs?
You know what? That's all they needed is Michael Bunting.
They just needed Michael Bunting. Yeah.
If only the Leafs could have Michael Bunting now.
Shout out to Bunts. Congrats, buddy. Like, the guy comes in and starts scoring and just playing awesome. Like, he's doing really well there. And they're playing really well with him on that team. So, you know, another ex-Leaf player going and fucking helping another franchise out.
They leave Toronto and they become an all-star. God damn it.
Yep.
All right. The next game, this one I'm going to try and watch because I love it when the Leafs play the Devils. Tuesday, April 9th, they are at New Jersey at 7 p.m. I'm going to say this is a 4-3 Leafs win. What do you boys say?
I want to go 5-2 Leafs.
Oh, beatdown. A little revenge from last time.
Well, last time Jake Allen was nuts. I don't think we're going to run into a goalie like that again for this next game.
Okay, what about the following game? Because they also play.
Well, Richard's got to say what he says for this one.
Oh, shit. Sorry, Rich.
You said it's the second half of a back-to-back.
It's almost a back-to-back. Cause like, so they play the Devils
Tuesday. No, it's right after Pittsburgh.
And Thursday.
Yeah, so it's a back. It's a back-to-back to Pittsburgh.
I reckon the Leafs might actually get beat. They never seem to do very well on a back-to-back. The second game can be a bit...
It can be, yes. But with me thinking that they lose that first game, usually in a back-to-back, if they lose that first game, they come out swinging in the next one.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm picking the Leafs to win that as well. But, yeah, second halves have not been our luck. We've had some strikes where we won back-to-back games. But not many. Those are times. We've clinched a playoff spot now, so they might just leaf it.
Oh my God. They're just going to go on cruise control here.
Yeah, they're just going to go out and leaf it and disappoint us, and then all of a sudden, you know, all the shit talking is going to happen again, and then playoffs come, and we'll see what happens then.
Go give Kipper and Board something to talk about on their show.
Who listens to that guy? Yeah, that's right. You're a fucking loser. Keep me blocked on Twitter because you don't like judgmental people.
But Cody, if you want to rip him a new one, like you want to be worse, go for it.
Yeah, be a man. Go look at your career. You suck.
Okay, so what were your boys' scores for the first Devils game for Tuesday?
I was saying 5-2 Leafs.
5-2. Rich, what do you
think? Oh, I reckon it might be 2-0 to the opposition, I think.
So break our shutout record?
Yeah. No. That's got to win. Back-to-back, I just don't...
Because they're at like 220 now, I think, for that. I remember I brought it up in the group chat.
No, they're over 230.
Oh, fucking A.
Yeah, 220. You wrote it into the group chat the last time you remember it was 220. And at that point, they were already at like 227.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, so.
This sport goes way too fast. All right, so what are we all saying for the next game against the Devils for Thursday, which is at 7?
2-1 Devils. Reset.
Okay. Oh, wait. Another loss. Oh.
I'm only saying this because Jersey is fighting for a playoff position, too.
Okay. You know what? That's fair. If they're fighting for it, then...
And with me saying they're going to win, like the Leafs are going to win on the Tuesday game, the Thursday game, the Devils are going to come out with a different plan. And I could see them just scraping past us in a 2-1 win. Maybe even in overtime.
Shit, okay. Rich, what do you think, buddy?
3-2, the Leafs.
Yeah, there we go. I'm going to fucking drink to that. Let's go. I say I'm almost done, but like I got to fucking chug this. I'm going to say 3-1 Leafs win. I mean, yeah, we can't say losses, but like the Leaf for the best. That's what I got on my hat. All right, so Saturday, April 13th, they will be playing Detroit at 7. I'm going to say 4-0 Leafs win. What do you boys say?
I'm going to say a 3-0. What's that, Richard?
3-2 Leafs.
3-2 Leafs? Yeah, 3-0 Leaves.
Okay, right on. I just
having a hunch right now that Detroit's going to get their hopes up, and then this game, we're going to shit on them, and they won't make the playoffs because of this one loss.
We're going to give them the heartbreaker.
Yes, and I just want to see that happen just because it's Detroit. Like, don't get me wrong. Detroit has had a hell of a run of playoff years. It was like how many seasons? Like 20-something seasons straight
25.
Making the playoffs, and then all of a sudden they've been out for a little while now. And, you know, you got to say, man, that team is starting to look pretty damn good. They got some stuff to keep working on, but they're getting pretty damn good.
I do have a bit of a soft spot for Detroit because when I first left school, I worked for a company that made car parts, and we used to send them to Ford in Michigan. And I wrote in one of these plastic boxes that we used to send the parts in. I wrote at the bottom one of them, "Please send hockey news. Many thanks, Rich." And for about 2 years solid, hockey news would appear in a plastic bag wrapped up, all taped up, for me to read.
Oh, that's sweet. Right on.
Yeah, I remember you telling that story. That's an awesome story, right, man.
You know what? Because he's not here, I will shout him out and his brother. Ryan and Kyle, they have a soft spot for Detroit as well. Ryan is a Leaf fan, but Kyle is a Red Wings fan. Yeah, sorry, buddy, but they're going to lose. according to Cody and I, they're going to lose badly.
Yep.
All right. So moving on, the last two games of the regular season. Holy shit, where does the time go? Time flies when you throw a clock out a window. Tuesday, April 16th at 7:30 p.m., they will be playing Florida. I'm going to say this is a 2-1 Leafs win, possibly in overtime.
I got to tell you right now, my battery is about to die on my laptop.
Oh, fuck.
See, yeah.
That's why I leave mine plugged in.
It's not my laptop. It's my mother's, and I wasn't thinking about it. So I'm going to have to log off because it's literally going to die on me now.
Oh, shit. Okay. No worries. Thank you for joining us, Cody.
I love you. Not a problem. Sorry, guys.
All right. We'll finish this up quickly then. But, Cody, we'll see you next time. Okay, buddy?
All right, boys. Talk to you soon.
Just right, mate. Ya. Bye.
Cheers. All right. So, Rich, we'll do this quickly because Cody's gone. I thought we were going to do a little bit of trivia because Cody apparently had a little bit. What do you think is going to be the final for the Florida game on Tuesday?
I think it might be 2-1 in overtime.
Nice. Okay, so we're on the same wavelength there. And then the final game of the season, Wednesday, April 17th, they're playing the Tampa Bay Lightning at 7 p.m. Ugh. I'm going to say this is a 5-4. I kind of want to see it go to overtime for free hockey. Possibly overtime win, but 5-4, yes.
Yeah, I think it'd be high scoring. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what?
4-3, maybe something like that.
Well, fisticuffs going.
I think there'd be some of that, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe. Reeves has got to get another couple of fights in.
Like, if... oh, he's got to. You know what? He's got to get a fucking... oh, fuck.
Get a Gordie Howe hat trick in.
Thank you. I knew Gordie, but I was going to say Gord Downey, and I'm like, no, that's not the right Gord. yeah, no, it's... You know what? I'm going to say Matthews hits, if not 69, nice. He's going to hit 70 in that last game. So that'll be a little extra prediction.
He's overdue another hat trick as well. So
you know what? He opened this season with back-to-back hat tricks. He should close the season with back-to-back hat tricks.
That'd be impressive. That would be impressive.
Right? That'd be a full circle moment.
I've literally only got one more live game that I could watch.
Which one?
That'd be the next Saturday.
Oh, the Detroit one. Or no, yeah. Next Saturday. The Detroit game, yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck. I mean, you know what? At least it's a Saturday night game.
Yeah. So, kind of depressing not being able to watch every game like I did last couple of seasons. So.
I mean, I kind of feel that because, like, for the past multiple seasons, like even when I first started getting NHL Live and when I started using the Piracies to watch games, like I would watch a lot of out of market games. Like I really did like watching Seattle for a bit, Winnipeg, even Vegas. Vegas is fun because they do these like fucking big silhouette show. Fuck, I'm drunk. Big Circus du Soleil shows at intermission or. And all that, like, honestly, if I ever do go to Vegas, like, I would love to see a game. Because, like, you know, you're not just getting a hockey game, but you're getting pure entertainment. Yeah. A hockey game and a show. Okay, so at least on that with the final game of the season and the next episode that we will officially be in playoff territory. So to hype it up for the next episode... Rich, I know I told you about it. I'll put it in our pod group chat. But for the next episode, we'll do like a playoff prediction bracket going on. So that'd be a lot of fun to do.
Yeah.
So on that, Rich, do you have anything else to add in, or are you okay, buddy?
I'd just like to mention that Kachuk's got a really bad memory.
Why do you say that, buddy?
Well, apparently he doesn't like it when people score empty netters on his team, and he sees it as disrespectful. He doesn't mind it when his team does it. That's fine.
That, you know what? It comes down to like the game of chirping. Like if you can dish it, you got to take it.
Yeah, he can't.
That's buddy. You got to get better. Come on.
Yeah.
Like I think we were talking about it. Like I was like, wait, was that empty netter? Was that as bad as the Ottawa player, Greg or something?
No, the only thing I would say is that Heisha did it after the game had ended. The klaxon sounded or the horn sounded, and he decided to score it anyway. But you can't. Be complaining about what Riley did in one hand and then go and do it yourself.
Yeah.
Weeks later, it's, yeah.
What goes around comes around.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
All right, so on that, I'm going to open my last beer. I am completely drunk, thanks to my girlfriend. Thank you, baby. This is my sixth and final beer. Pouring it live. James Reddy, this is the good shit. If anything, it's in a tall can because she ordered it from the LC. Oh, fuck. That's good shit.
I can tell you exactly how much beer one of those cups holds now as well. 750 milliliters.
Just about a tall can.
I know this.
A lot of fuzz.
I bought, we have a fancy apple-based pop over here called Appletizer, and it comes in a 750-milliliter glass bottle, and the whole thing went into the Scotiabank Cup.
Yeah, the nice fucking mug that that I've seen you drink out of it tonight, yep. Tonight too. Yeah. But you're not on the beer tonight.
No, pop tonight. Had a bit of a heavy one last night.
Do you want to tell the fine people what you were drinking last night?
Yeah, after several beers, my drinking buddy decided it'd be a good idea to get the bottle of Crown Royal out and
it's mix a fucking it. Party.
Yeah, it was supposed to be mixed with Coke, only I think it was dashed with Coke. And
it's a cup mostly of Crown Royal and a shot glass of Coke.
At best.
Oh, fuck, that's shit. Yeah, you should be feeling it today.
I suffered.
So you're drinking water tonight in that,
eh? I got Cherry Coke.
Ah, nice. Fuck yeah. Cherry Coke's is where it's at, buddy. All right, so on that, we're going to do some shout-outs. Hi, Mom, Nan, Pop, Alaska. Love all you guys. And then, Rich, do you want to shout-out the group chat?
Yeah. Big shout-out to Anissa, Kyles, Katie, Linz, John, Adam, Ryan, who's not been on here lately.
Yeah, no, but we miss you, buddy.
Trying to think.
I know, there's like 16 people in this group.
Yeah, and then the mind just goes. Mind just goes. Catherine, if I haven't already said Catherine.
Yeah.
Steph. Can't forget Steph. How can you forget Steph? But mine's gone. Anybody I've missed, I'm sorry. Love you all.
I you know what? I'll extend the sorries and like on Rich. I do think you got everyone or almost everyone. That honestly, it's a big group chat. It's a lovely group chat. Love all y'all. We love y'all. Rich, where can the fine people find you on the socials?
I'm on Twitter at Richard S. Parsons.
On that, so because Cody left the show early, so a little thing that I'll do, I wrote down the socials that you guys usually share at the end of the episode, so you can find Cody at W_Donaldson on Twitter, fuck you Elon, or you can find him on Facebook at William Cody Donaldson. The man is a fucking beauty. You can find your favorite Newfie and my favorite Newfie, Ryan, on Twitter at RyanWilly93. You can find me on the socials, my silliness, at MikeyD_392. And you can follow the show on Twitter, Instagram, whatever, at BeliefersPod. On that, we will be back in 2 weeks, Saturday, April 20th. There's no Leafs hockey, so we actually may record earlier, Rich. We'll find out a time because you're like 5 hours ahead of us. But we will.
I am in the future.
If anything, because you're in the future. Do the Leafs win the cup?
I'm not that far to the future.
We got to ask Kylie because she's at least like 14 hours ahead of us.
Yeah. Yeah, she's in the future, but simultaneously in prehistoric past as well.
Yeah, she's in Jurassic Park. That poor girl.
Yeah.
All right, so on that, I love you. We all love you. Thank you for listening. We'll be back soon. And until next time, let's go.
Let's go. Peace.